This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scher.
And I'm Farai Chidea. Vice President Biden is overseas visiting the former Soviet territory, now an independent nation, of Georgia today on a trip that's also included a stop in the Ukraine. The vice president said the U.S. will support Georgia's territorial integrity.
The reason I'm back and the reason President Obama asked me to come back was to send an unequivocal, clear, simple message to all who will listen and those who even don't want to listen, that America stands with you at this moment and will continue to stand with you.
Now, Georgia is expected to ask the U.S. for weapons. That's a sensitive subject as Georgia and Russia went to war nearly a year ago. Now, Russia is saying it'll take measures to prevent Georgia from rearming. To make sense of all of this, we have BBC Russian Affairs analyst and a friend of The Takeaway, Stephen Eek, who joins us from London. Now, Stephen, Biden said yesterday the U.S. would stand by Georgia. What happens if they go to war again?
Well, good morning. There was just a very clear and unequivocal statement from Mr. Biden that you've played out, in which he makes a very clear statement on U.S. policy. There have been lots of questions in recent weeks, indeed since the Obama administration took shape, over whether the restarting of relations with Russia would mean a change in that previous policy of very strong support for Georgia and for its government of President Mikhail Saakashvili. One of the questions that remains unanswered, of course, is does support for Georgia mean direct support personally for President Saakashvili, whose opponents say he has shown himself over recent months to be far from democratic? That remains to be seen. But as far as the issue of weapons is concerned, this is really the litmus test, I think, of the efforts to restart relations between the United States and Russia, because the Russians say there is no way they are going to tolerate the rearming of Mr. Saakashvili's government, which they see as provocative and a danger to the region. There's been a statement from the Russian Foreign Ministry just this morning that says that Russia believes that the Georgian government is moving towards rearmament and it will take measures against third countries assisting that process.
Well, just give us a tiny bit on the state of play between the U.S. and Russia. I mean, you heard Putin just giving some tough talk to the U.S. a while ago, changing roles in Russia, but still very influential. What's the state of play?
Well, we've seen President Obama's first visit to Moscow just a couple of weeks ago and the efforts to restart relations. But given the depths to which they'd actually plunged, and both sides actually say, look, we're almost at a level of the Cold War. This is like something from the 1970s being rerun. The problems are profound. They are fundamental in many respects, including how the countries bordering Russia, like Ukraine and Georgia, how they build their foreign alliances. Russia still perceives those countries to lie within a poorly defined sphere of its own influence, and it resents what it sees as foreign interference, particularly from the United States. The idea that Ukraine or Georgia should form pro-Western alliances isn't something that goes down very well in Moscow, whereas Washington sees it very much as these countries' own prerogative, these countries' own right to set their own foreign policies without, as it sees it, interference from Washington. It remains to be seen how this issue will actually play out in the recent months, but it's a real one and it causes a lot of concern in Moscow.
All right. Well, BBC Russian Affairs analyst, friend of The Takeaway, Stephen Eek, thank you so much.